This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. An updated statewide COVID-19 map released today by the New Mexico Department of Health shows most counties staying at the same levels in terms of reopening, but eight counties regressed to the yellow level, including Catron, Chavez, Eddy, Harding, Lincoln, Rio Arriba, Sierra, and Socorro, while Colfax moved to the most restrictive red level. Another five counties advanced to less restrictive levels, while 15 counties are still in yellow, including Bernalillo. Santa Fe County remains in turquoise, the least restrictive level. The Santa Fe New Mexican reports the new map prompted calls from Republicans for Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham to revamp the state's system of designating counties red, yellow, green, or turquoise. The system uses the per capita daily incidence of new COVID-19 cases and average COVID-19 test positivity within the county's borders to determine the level of public health risk and requirement for each county. The state's seven-day rolling average of new cases was 219 as of April 15th. That's according to the New Mexican, and that's above a target of 168. Human Services Secretary Dr. David Scrace said he's disappointed to see some counties regressing, but also said he's optimistic most of the state will be in green or turquoise by the end of May. State health officials said 57% of New Mexicans have been partially vaccinated, and nearly 40% are fully vaccinated. First Lady Jill Biden kicked off a three-day, two-state visit to the U.S. Southwest with a tour of a vaccination clinic in Albuquerque. Today's tour comes as the nation is set to meet President Joe Biden's goal of administering 200 million coronavirus vaccine doses in his first 100 days in office. New Mexico has been among the leading states when it comes to vaccination distribution. While eligibility was expanded earlier this month, the focus is now shifting to younger people ahead of the summer break. Biden was accompanied by Governor Lujan Grisham, whose administration has been working to ensure that shots are distributed to rural and underserved areas through mobile clinics and partnerships with community health organizations. The U.S. Interior Department is canceling oil and natural gas leases from public lands through June amid an ongoing review of how burning that fuel contributes to climate change. President Joe Biden has also ordered Interior officials to review if the sales of public energy reserves unfairly benefit companies at the expense of taxpayers. Today's action does not affect existing leases, and Interior officials have continued to issue new drilling permits. Lease sales were tentatively scheduled in six states and the multi-state eastern region. Industry representatives and Republican lawmakers argue that canceling the sales will harm the economies of Western states. Officials previously postponed or suspended lease sales in the Gulf of Mexico, Alaska's Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, and other states, including Wyoming, Montana, New Mexico, Oklahoma, and Utah. The leasing ban is only temporary, although officials have declined to say how long it will last. This is KUNM.